An investigation is underway into a trailer fire yesterday afternoon. So far, no cause has been released in the blaze at 5577 Isaac Street in Lemon Creek. Smoke was visible from outside the double-wide trailer when firefighters arrived at about 1:30 yesterday afternoon. They entered the trailer and found fire in the ceiling. It was quickly knocked down. Damage was estimated at $10,000. The trailer was vacant and scheduled for demolition. Capital City Fire and Rescue and the Juneau Police Department say it's being investigated as a possible arson, and they're requesting with anyone with information about the fire to contact them. State troopers have conducted a preliminary investigation into Sunday's backcountry accident near Haines that killed a guide and injured two skiers. According to trooper spokesperson Megan Peters, a Juneau-based trooper arrived in Haines yesterday morning, flew over the area where the accident occurred, and then conducted interviews. Christian Cabanilla, a 34-year-old guide with Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures, died in the accident. Two other skiers were medevaced to Bartlett Regional Hospital here in Juneau. One was later flown on to a hospital in Seattle. Peters says the initial investigation indicates the accident was not caused by an avalanche, but rather a massive cornice failure.
From what it sounds like, they were traversing an area and then the snow collapsed from under them. But I don't know how far the fall was.
The accident happened just west of Haines in an area called Kicking Horse Valley. Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures President Scott Sundberg says the two injured skiers are in stable conditions. He says Cabanilla was skiing recreationally with the group at the time and was not the lead guide. Cabanilla's biography on the company's website says he was an international guide who's worked in Alaska and Patagonia as well as worked as a commercial helicopter pilot. Federal budget cuts known as the sequester are likely to be felt throughout Alaska. U.S. Senator Mark Begich warned of possible impacts in his annual address to the joint session of the legislature yesterday.
Every American, including Alaskans, will feel this cut. Fewer federal dollars for education in schools and special education and child care. Cuts to the Coast Guard, fisheries, law enforcement. Reductions in essential air service, which supports, as you know, many of our rural communities and is critical as a lifeline. Thousands of lost civilian and military jobs at our bases.
Begich says such automatic across-the-board budget cuts of $109 billion a year are a lazy, dysfunctional way to reduce the deficit. He called for more targeted cuts program by program, such as eliminating orphaned earmarks and oil company tax incentives. Begich says the current deficit and the $16 trillion national debt threatened to drag down the national economy. He says everyone is to blame, current and past administrations, Congress, and both parties. Begich also advocated for continued education funding and criticized efforts to make voting more difficult for Alaska Natives and Bush residents, like voter ID, which he says is unnecessary because voting fraud is not that common in Alaska. Those across-the-board federal cuts are coming, half from the Department of Defense budget, the other half to other federal agency budgets. KMBA's Jocelyn Estes has this report on how the cuts will affect Alaska Natives.
Cuts to the Department of Defense, or DOD, budget will lead to reduced funding for Army and Air Force base operations, and civilian employees likely will go on 2 days a month leave without pay. DOD cuts will also affect Alaska Natives through a Small Business Administration program. Under SBA 8A, Alaska Native for-profit corporations, federally recognized tribes across the country, and Native Hawaiians are given advantages in bidding on federal contracts. In fiscal year 2011, nationwide, SBA 8A participants secured $16.7 billion in contracts. Executive Director of the Native American Contractors Association, Kevin Alice, says the upcoming cuts put those contracts in jeopardy.
Many of our businesses are DOD contractors. And so when you have this broad brush to, you know, just eliminate X amount of dollars from the budget of DOD, that's going to flow down to many of these shareholders and tribal members and Native Americans not getting the resources that have flown through this program and through these companies.
Alaska Federation of Natives President Julie Kitka says cuts to other federal agencies, including cuts to everything from housing, science, and energy assistance to wildfire management, will also have far-reaching impacts.
For example, the Department of Interior, in which we have a lot of tribal programs, they're projecting that the tribes will lose about $130 million across the nation, impacting such areas as human services, law enforcement, BIA schools, economic development, and natural resources.
Kitka says hospitals, clinics, medical care for Native Americans are not exempt from the cuts.
They're suggesting that nationally about 3,000 fewer inpatient admissions and 804,000 fewer outpatient visits to the whole Indian Health Service network across the nation.
Kitka says details about how the across-the-board cuts will play out have yet to be determined. She says the resulting uncertainty will drag out for months, drawing agency and public attention away from problems such as high energy costs and subsistence management issues that need to be addressed. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.
Communities and municipalities are also bracing for the automatic cuts, as KSKA's Daisy Eaton tells us plans are already underway in Anchorage.
Officials with the municipality expect sequestration to impact the People Mover bus system. Lance Wilbur, the director of public transportation for the municipality of Anchorage, says that's because his department's budget is heavily supported by federal grants.
Roughly 20% of our operating budget is supported through operating dollars from the federal government, and we use those funds to really keep our system on route. On the capital side, it's more significant. Roughly 70 to 80% of our capital improvements is supported 70 to 80% by the Federal Transit Administration.
Wilbur says sequestration could slow down bus and bus stop improvements, as well as customer service upgrades. According to officials at the Anchorage Police Department, grants that support DWI and seatbelt patrols could be reduced, as well as those that provide funding to fight internet crimes against children and support task forces on human trafficking and illegal drugs. Anticipated sequestration reductions for the 2013-2014 Anchorage School District budget equal about $6 million and were included in recent budget cuts. Chad Steitler, ASD budget director, says the district is watching Department of Defense reductions at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson closely because they could impact the district down the road.
As the federal footprint in Alaska is reduced, we expect that that will also reduce the population and the enrollment inside of the district. And so we've considered that along with the actual immediate financial impacts of the sequestration.
The district gets a little less than 10% of their funding from federal monies. Most sequestration cuts would probably take time to trickle down to the local level until the end of 2013 or the beginning of 2014. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.
U.S. home prices jumped in January, a sign the housing market may be gaining momentum as it nears the spring selling season. CoreLogic, a real estate data provider, says home prices rose 9.7% in January from a year earlier. That's up from an 8.3% increase in December and the biggest annual gain since April of 2006. Prices rose in all states except Delaware and Illinois. Home prices also rose 0.7% in January from December. That's a solid increase given that sales usually slow over the winter months. Sales of previously owned homes ticked up in January after rising to their highest level in 5 years in 2012, according to the National Association of Realtors. At the same time, inventories of homes for sale fell to a 13-year low.